systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are checking out episode 29 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thanks so much for listening. How the fuck are you?
This feels like deja vu.
This fuck off. All right, what you guys may not know is that we just did this, just the intro part.
Why do you always have to tell them that?
Because they need to know the truth.
They really don't.
I fucked the intro up and we're doing it again.
Well, at least they know you fucked it up.
My bad, because I do the intro.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you do it next time and we'll see.
And I won't ever fuck it up.
So how the fuck are you?
I'm doing a lot better.
Yeah, you sound a little better now, yeah. Getting over the herpes.
Yeah, the herpes are starting
to go away. The gonorrhea syphilis, STD 26 for those of you in the know.
The no-no.
In the no-no. Yeah, I'm pretty much all better except for the runny nose, but I got it under control.
That always lasts
I've been
while.
Blowing the fuck out of my nose with paper towels.
It's not the only thing you've been blowing the fuck out of.
Oh. And go fuck yourself. But yeah, my nose is so fucking raw from you. Because, like, I would prefer the tissue.
Right.
But when I'm driving around in the truck, all I have are paper towels. I always forget to grab tissues.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, fuck it, dude. And I just, all day long, I got like a pile of fucking nasty, mucus strewn fucking paper towels.
Yeah, just the floor of the passenger side of the truck is just covered.
Oh, it's nice. I felt like I should have had some hazmat gloves on and shit when I was taking them out to empty it.
So, should have a biohazard suit. Yeah, you're going to get sick again.
It's hazardous for sure. So, this is fucking episode 29. We are fucking just blowing right through these. Blowing like what?
Like you.
Like that. So, we watched the movie Animorph over the weekend. We watched that on Saturday.
Yeah.
That... It reminded me, it was a very good movie for one, just, I don't know if it was just because I like Willem Dafoe as an actor, ever since I saw him in The Boondock Saints.
That
and then
you know, just any
Spider-Man.
Movie with serial killers is awesome.
Well, yeah, and that, but yeah, like, just because Willem Dafoe was in it, and like, just because I've always, you know, he's the Green Goblin
right.
and shit, I kept waiting for like, the goblin laugh to come out and him just like, fucking throw on the goblin
suit.
Yeah,
I was waiting for that too. Like, where's his fucking hovercraft?
Yeah.
When is he going to fight Spider-Man?
It never happened.
No, it didn't.
But
I was disappointed.
Yeah,
that
in
was,
that part.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I didn't like about that movie.
Yeah.
That
well,
and it was kind of slow.
Yeah, that it did move a little slow, but it was well worth it because they did, like, the most beautiful job arranging these dead bodies and shit.
Yeah,
and,
like, if I was a serial killer, I would want to be that killer.
If I was a serial killer, or... I should say, when I'm a serial killer, it's gonna be like a morphosis between Animorph and Untraceable.
Yeah.
So I'll kill them and arrange them in the ways of Animorph, but then I'll let everyone watch it like Untraceable.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably eat them like Hannibal. to top
that's,
it off.
That's a good mix of inspiration, I must say.
Yeah, fucking A, man. I learned from the best.
Yeah.
So basically, just to break it down, the synopsis on the IMDb was for Animorph, a psychological thriller based on the concept of anamorphosis, a painting technique that manipulates the laws of perspective to create two competing images on a single canvas. And they basically, the killer in this movie just like arranged these bodies in like this illusionatory 3D fucking just weird contrasting perspective sort of way. It was so creepy.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And like I liked how the whole movie was shot with these nice blue hues, but then when like you would get into like the scene where the body was all arranged, it was like bright reds and just really contrasting colors. It was very well put together. And yeah, it actually got really good ratings on the Imbadaba, which is kind of the Imbadaba, which is kind of weird because I don't know. For most of the time when I check ratings on the Imbadaba, the people usually movies I like get like, you know, kind of mediocre ratings.
Yeah, the ratings are.
I just assume that's because the majority of the people on the Imbadaba are just complete fucking tards.
Well, the ratings are always fucked. You got to read the reviews. The reviews are usually more.
Well, yeah, kind of. Just because the reviews are like a single person. Yeah. The ratings are everybody.
Yeah, it's an average.
But yeah, it got like a 7-something out of 10, which is really good, especially for this kind of movie. It was kind of like a Saw meets 7 meets My Fucking Brain.
Right.
Meets like a Van Gogh or Picasso.
Something.
Just something twisted. Plus, Willem Dafoe was in it as, of course, the lead detective. Except he wasn't gay in this one like he was in the Boondock Saints.
Right,
that was great. That was disgusting.
Oh, I just spit everywhere.
All over the pill.
Lick it
the
off.
The pill filter. The pop filter.
The pill filter.
Nice,
we
dude.
We need one of those, too.
Yeah, right. Oh, let's see. So, yeah, we did that, and then we went out to a bonfire and fucking threw a bunch of pallets on fire, almost burned our friend's house down and the field. And,
and that was funny when you mistake that girl for Sean's sister.
Oh, shit.
So did we burn your house down? What?
I hope not. Holy shit, you're not her.
Wait, are you Sean's sister?
I got a dirty look for that. But, yeah, then, what the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, so we're throwing, like, pallets on this fucking fire. We have a pretty big fire pit outside, and I figured, you know, 3 or 4 pallets would be good, and apparently 1 is good, and 3 was, above and beyond. We basically had, like, what, 15-foot tall fucking...
Yeah, that was a fucking
flames,
huge fire.
And then the ashes were still on fire when they were coming down, and...
We had to hide under that little...
Yeah, the
fucking,
overhang to not get burned all the fuck up. And then the train came by because there's train tracks there,
that
and
was
I was totally waiting for them to like call in this big out of control bonfire.
You were
and, like,
getting kind of paranoid.
I was. I don't know if it was because I was stoned or what. Maybe it was just because we had a really huge fire and no water anywhere near it, and just field and trees.
Yeah,
like,
but there was fires. A lot of open area before you got the trees.
Yeah, but that's fire's favorite food, man. I mean, that's just like field. That shit would just burn like flash fire. But it didn't, thank goodness.
Well, yeah. We kind of got out of there before the fire completely went away.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a smart idea.
Well,
either.
It was pretty low. There was, like, 1 pallet left.
But, like, we were standing there by the fire. I turned to Braden, and I'm like, dude, what would you do right now if everything just caught fire all of a sudden?
And I was like, I'd probably just leave.
Yeah, we would definitely just leave. And
I
then
wouldn't say anything, I'd just leave.
And then I was thinking, well, what if we didn't catch anything on fire, but what if someone called in, like, the fire department? Because we're standing there just like a couple of dumb fucks, all stone, looking at the fire,
plus,
like, ugh. And all, could you just picture, like, 3 fire trucks rolling up with lights and shit?
And the thing about this party was that it was Sean's party, and he wasn't there. Like, everyone, including Sean, was at the bar. So it was
right,
just...
so this bonfire party was me, Braden, and the bonfire.
Yeah.
Which was pretty
and
super
then his
sweet.
Sister was inside sleeping.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was the best party I've ever been to.
Oh, goodness. So, oh, man, when we were Falfin on Friday, then there was just tons of fucking people out because it was a beautiful fucking day. Or no, this was Saturday because we did the show Friday. So yeah, Saturday and Sunday, it was just beautiful out. Tons of fucking people. And like, I think 7 or 8 people got hit in their bodies with Falf discs, and they weren't people playing Falf.
Of course not.
Except,
kill them, kids.
Except for one of them that I hit, and I was throwing the hole 3, and I just fucking launched it. And it was going like it would have fucking hit the hole. It hits this tree and ricochets, like, straight down, like Zeus's fucking thunderbolt, and nails this kid right in the back of the head and just dropped him like a rock. It was, oh, man. I knew the kid, so I was allowed to laugh.
Yeah, so you could point and laugh.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to get beat up, because he was with, like, 5 of our other friends and shit, but yeah.
And they were laughing, too,
I'm was,
sure.
That is the funniest fucking thing, and I've been hit before, in, you know, with Falf disc, not in the head or anything, but it just makes the coolest sound. Like, in the head is just this hollow fucking thump.
Well, especially when you hit his head, it was the most
hollow
sound I've ever heard.
That thing must have been, oh man, it was flying. So that was pretty awesome. And then there are these fucking idiots listen to me now, idiots. I'm not talking to the smart people. I'm talking to the idiots.
Well, then you're talking about everyone listening.
Everyone. Jam Hole fans, listen to me. If you go to hang out at a park and you see trees painted with numbers, that means there's a golf course there, which also means don't lay down in the middle of the field because you're going to get fucking hit and then I'm going to laugh at you and then... I don't know what's going to happen after that. And then I'm going to have another story to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
But this motherfucker, this dude and his girl or his wife or his mom, whoever the fuck she was, and these two kids laying down right in the middle. And this golf course isn't like normal ones where you would go around the whole park. This is like back and forth through a lot of the same area.
Yeah, it's pretty
small. So where they're laying, we had to throw over like 8 times. 8 out of 18 holes. Not very good odds in their favor. And he ended up getting hit once. I think one of our friends nailed him. And he, you would think, okay, if you were laying there and you got nailed in the back of the fucking head with a falf disc.
Yeah.
Would you continue to lay there knowing that there's
the
still
there, yeah.
people falfing? Yeah, you would fucking move. It's like the kid that puts his hand on the burner and it burns him and then
he's like,
ow. And then he does it again. Yeah. Fucking really, dude. Just, if you're going to go back there, fucking wear a helmet is all I'm saying.
Yeah, we should make everyone wear helmets.
And if you're going to go back there with your fucking kids... You need to expect that the chances are one of them are going to get hit. So don't go back there.
Yeah, I mean, if there's people falfing, you got to understand that there's a risk you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking watch out. When someone yells heads, look.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You
can't
yell four, and
me.
They're like, no, actually, it's about 2:30. And you're like, really, idiot? And
it's
then
like,
they
well,
get
that
hit.
Disc is going towards your head. So.
Or your baby's head.
Yeah.
And
preferably.
I do not feel bad when that shit hits little kids at all.
And then today, there was those falfers with the baby strollers.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, you bring your kids falfing. With right. you. And what I really liked about that is the mom was smoking a cigarette and the dad was drinking a beer while he was holding the kid and playing Fall.
And playing Fall. Yeah. That is great.
And I really like it when, because there's a lot of kids back there, like little kids usually with their parents. And Fall is, it's a very frustrating game. So there's a lot of profanity being yelled.
Can we yell really loud?
Usually
too.
Once a hole, at least, depending on how many people
are
with
if there's
you.
Like five or so of us, one person every hole is bound to
get
pissed.
You go and throw this fucking thing and it hits the tree like 10 feet in front of you. Of course you're going to be like, ah, oh, fuck! Fuck! God, shit, fuck! And
maybe
people
it's just
with their,
us.
Yeah, maybe. But people with their kids don't appreciate that.
No.
So don't bring your kids there. That's all I'm saying. There is a huge fucking beautiful playground with swings and all that bullshit in the front for you to play on.
And it's so much nicer up front for that, too.
Yeah. Why the fuck are you coming back here where all the potheads and fucking people going, oh, fuck, shit, piss.
Ass.
That's all you hear, and I love it.
It's great.
Soak that shit up. It's fantastic. Last thing I want to talk about real quick before we do snooze. Oh, man. On our way to pick you up, I didn't tell you about this.
No.
Me and my brother were driving the truck down the fucking one way, and I'm doing like 35. Okay, I was speeding a little bit, but it's 25, which means you can go 30, which means almost 35, you know, my rationale. So we're fucking doing 35, come out of this stop sign, back up to 35, and I see, like, halfway down the block, there's these two, like, fat-ass, trailer-trash-looking bitches, and, like, it's that scene where you drive and, like, the lady is in the car bent over getting her little kid out of the car.
Oh, that's a good
with
picture.
With the big ass just boom right there. Yeah. And there was her other fat-ass, bitch-ass, cunt fucking friend standing right next to her. And, like, they
just
look...
Just as fat as her, probably.
Yeah, they look at the truck, like, because we're driving. And so I'm doing 35, and I see them, and I slow down to... I slow down to 25... Because there's kids, you know,
right.
So I'm not going to fucking be an asshole. I'm in the work truck.
Yeah, if you were in your car, it's another
story. Yeah, I'd be doing 35, and I would get really close to him and scare him and be like, you know, don't fucking stand in the middle of the street,
dumb
fat
bitch. Yeah, it's a fucking car. I mean,
and you're fat, so, you know, you're not giving me much room between you and the other car on the other side of the road. And these bitches start freaking the fuck out, like yelling, slow the fuck down, slow the fuck down. Yeah, I'm fat and hungry, blah. So I slow down and I like give him the finger as I drove by, but it was like the following finger.
Right.
Like as you're going, you
were
follow
you going
them
really
with
slow
it. Yeah, dude, I was doing like 10 when I went by him, and they're like, pull over, stop. So I fucking, and there's a stop sign at the next block. Uh-huh. So I fucking stop and I hang my head out the window. I'm like, have a couple more fucking kids, you fat cunt. And they started fucking screaming and shit. And like, I swear to God, the lady almost dropped her fucking kid to come running after us.
Wow,
and
that like, would have been great.
And we just fucking took off. And they were like, just, it was like that old man thing where they get pissed at the kid and they're like, they make a fist and they shake it in the air at you like, I'll get you, damn it.
Damn kids and their rap music.
It just amused me greatly.
That's awesome.
To fucking do
wish
that.
I was there for that.
I know. I told her, I was like, oh man, I wish Braden would have seen that. We could have talked about it on the show, but now we did. So yeah, you ready to, oh, actually, fuck it. Before we do some news here, I want to talk about a little local snooze. Remember how I was talking about how Perkins is like the breeding ground for fucking pedophile managers?
Yeah, and just nasty.
Poor ass, pink shoelace wearing cunt fucking waitresses that are all about letting the managers feel them up and shit.
Most restaurants are like that.
Well, yeah, but I think Applebee's and Perkins, TGI Fridays, those kinds of chain, Chili's, that kind of shit is more pronounced in the way their waitresses are just fucking whores. And it's not so much with the customers, like a Hooters or something like that would be flirting to get a good tip or maybe a dick or something.
Yeah,
it's
co-workers.
With the managers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the managers are like, oh, I have the magic key card that lets you void out items and shit. And it's so stupid, but these fucking little 17, 18-year-old fucking whores let these managers just grope all over them, let the cooks, you know, the cooks not so much, mostly just the managers.
Yeah, because they're the manager. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, so we mentioned that about Perkins, and apparently on the 26th, Perkins burned down.
Thank God.
Thank God indeed.
No,
and
I'm surprised people even ate there.
Oh, their food is... I worked there. Everything they make... Okay, not everything. 98% of everything they serve is microwaved.
Isn't Applebee's that way too?
Yeah, but Applebee's has the grill, but all the side dishes and everything like that, it's all microwaved. Mm. It's all pre-cooked at like 5 in the morning, and then it just sits until someone orders it.
And it's still fucking $10.
Yeah, it gets plopped down on a plate, tossed in the microwave for $1.30, and then served out to you for fucking $8.50, you know?
And if you gotta wait like
an
hour to get it.
It's disgusting shit. I don't see how people fucking eat that shit. I don't know if I would rather eat McDonald's, but
I'd rather just go to Wendy's and get like
those double stacker cheeseburgers for 99 cents. But it just seems like that just gave me a point on believing in God, because I was like, man, this is one of the signs, okay, God, if you want me to believe in you, burn that fucking place down. And I read the paper this morning, and holy shit, he did. So I don't know, man.
I guess that's proof.
It's a point for God.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's game point, but it's a point.
Yeah.
So, we'll just read a little bit here. A fire chief says a Perkins restaurant near Kalispell is a total loss after eating there. Oh, after a devastating fire. But the owner says he isn't willing to write off the business just yet.
Aww.
And the owner, Craig Witt, I believe was his name. Craig Whitty, Whitey, whatever. He's the fucking,
Whitey.
He was one of the douchebag fuck faces that worked there when I worked there, like,
really?
12 years ago. He's still there fucking rolling around like manager. Yeah.
Fucking grabbing 17-year-old girls'
asses
and shit.
Exactly. The fire early Friday caused extensive fire, smoke, and water damage to the Perkins on U.S. Highway 2 in Evergreen, the only Perkins we have, which, thank God.
Have you gone and looked at it yet?
No, I keep forgetting every time I look at it.
We should after the show.
We should. Firefighters from 6 area departments fought the blaze, arriving at about 3 a.m. and extinguishing it about 2 hours later. The fire chief said the blaze started in the kitchen. He described the building as a total loss, but owner douchebag Craig Whitty says reopening the restaurant will depend on what insurance adjusters say.
Hopefully just they
but
say
no, doesn't this seem like an insurance scam to you?
Kinda.
Okay, check it out. The fire... the fire department started getting there around 3 a.m. Okay, right. 3 in the morning. Perkins closes at like 11 or 10.
It's kind of weird that the fire and didn't start until then.
And then they say the fire started in the kitchen.
Yeah.
When I used to work there, the cooks would always turn all that shit off.
Oh, yeah.
And they were really adamant about making sure they did that.
And even if you did forget, why'd it take so long?
Right. So it told, and then this Craig going, oh, well, we'll see what the insurance adjusters say. I mean, granted, that's your business and it matters, you know, if you get the insurance. That's why you have insurance.
Yeah.
But it just seems really hasty.
Well, would you get like any, would you benefit from doing that much?
I think you would.
Like, because that money's got to go back into his business, doesn't it?
Not if he's done.
That's true.
Uh huh.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So fucking weird, weird fucking shit.
Yeah.
But we're glad it's gone.
It's probably. And, I bet it was is a scam because he sounds like a douchebag.
Oh, he is a huge douchebag. He kind of reminds me of Mr. Rogers. Like he's got that weird fake fuck smile that
just looks like a pedophile. Just...
Yeah. Yeah. Minus the fucking coke rim glasses.
Yeah.
But total fucking pedo douche. So, yeah, we're glad that's gone. And since that place is gone, I would not be surprised if we noticed a huge increase in prostitution down in that area.
Because yeah, all these the waitresses. That work there.
Yep. Exactly.
Or they'll just, you know, more of them will just be working at other restaurants, I'm sure.
Yeah, no shit. They'll just, like, go to Applebee's or whatever.
What's that's... a waitress? Always a waitress.
Yep, exactly. You can't make a whole housewife.
Nope.
All right, you ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
All right, ready? Yep.
Oh, gotcha,
you
bitch.
Got me, you cunt. All right. See, let's do some news. Do Episode some 29 news. Of this motherfucker, The Jam Hole.
Woman flushes baby down toilet.
Starting it off strong.
Starting off strong.
Yes.
A Japanese woman who attempted to flush her baby down the toilet has been charged with abandonment.
Abandonment?
Yeah.
I should have been charged with abandonment for what I just left in the toilet.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow. So, do you think it was on, you just tried to fucking kill it, or what?
Well, it doesn't say murder or anything.
She just abandoned it there. It's like, I'll just fucking throw this here.
Like, she was sitting there taking a dump, and like, all of a sudden she heard crying and shit. She thought she was
she
really...
She put the turd where it belongs.
Yeah, she thought she was just really constipated, and she's like, whoa, I've never had a turd cry before.
Yeah, I never had a turd come out of my vagina before.
Usually it's the other way around. Oh, wow. Man. That's dirty.
Ritsuko Taniguchi, 33.
Ching chong, ching chong! Ching chong! Oh! Ching chong, ching chong!
What's that one thing?
If I worked at Who Hut, I would totally do that while I was cutting up meat and shit. I'd be like, ching chong, ching chong!
Yeah, but they're Mongolian. That's not Asian.
Goddamn Mongolians.
Mongolian?
Welcome to Shitty Walk. You want shitty beef?
Got shitty chicken, shitty rice.
May I take your order?
Yeah, anyway.
I love Asians.
33 from the central Japanese city of Nagoya gave birth 3 months prematurely in her apartment's bathroom yesterday.
See, that's what it was. She thought she had to poo and fucking out came the cunt turd. She tried to flush it like 3 times. It wouldn't go down. So she gets in there with the plunger fucking...
If it's 3 months premature, it'd probably actually fit if you...
Well, any fucking good mother knows that you gotta cut the baby up before you flush it.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's like if you shoot a
well,
turd...
why would you waste good veal, though?
Well, that's true. Why would you flush it?
Yeah.
Maybe she had plenty. I mean, they're Asians.
True.
They fucking,
They
know.
Pop out a lot of babies
yeah,
over there.
They do.
Quote,
you know, actually, sorry, you know what? Why she probably did that? Isn't all of Asia... Don't they have a law that you can only have 2 kids, and after that you're not allowed to have any more?
Only each
maybe
family
she
can only have
maybe
two.
That was her 3rd kid, and she
or
was
maybe
trying
she just
to...
didn't want it
or that.
That's probably why.
Like she didn't know she was pregnant because I mean
she was, and she just didn't get an abortion.
She just couldn't afford an abortion.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Shit's expensive these days.
Really.
I don't know.
I
haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been knocked up for a couple years.
Right.
Quote,
are you late?
Am I late? Well, I sure hope not.
Come on, period.
Quote, she allegedly did not rescue the baby from the toilet basin and abandoned him.
Aww.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. Yeah, either she did
think?
Or she didn't.
Yeah.
Did you go there and find her in mid-stroke with the plunger trying and her foot on the baby's head trying to get it down? Or did you? Or did you not?
her attempt to flush away the baby, an 880-gram boy did not succeed as it blocked the toilet.
Well,
man, I've had bigger turds than that in the toilet. 880
grams? I mean, picture like a gram of Coke, okay?
Yeah.
Now picture 880 of those.
I'd be swimming in that shit.
I do cocaine.
Seriously, I do a lot of cocaine. Miss Taniguchi called a repairman.
Miss Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi?
What?
Taniguchi.
I'd tan a coochie.
Oh, wow. That coochie's already tan.
Yeah, it is.
Called a repairman hours later and recovered the dead baby with his help.
Wait, so she didn't call 911.
No,
she
no.
called a repairman?
Wait, watch this. She told the man it was a doll, but he was suspicious and called the police.
He's like, oh, you know that no doll.
That no doll.
That a real baby.
And, of course, she was arrested.
Oh, really? Really?
Really.
For wasting veal?
Yeah. You can eat that shit.
But don't you? That is so weird. Like, this to this lady, like, she didn't think.
Whoa, Bill.
Whoa there.
She didn't think to call the police or anything like that. She fucking, her first.
Well, why would she call the police? Then she'd definitely get arrested.
Well, that's true. I guess if you need a toilet fixed, the cops ain't going to fix it for you.
No,
that's a job for the repairman.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and she was trying to get away with it. She told him it was a doll.
You know what I would have done if I was going to go with the it's a doll defense?
Yeah.
I would have, like, shoved a Barbie doll, like, in there on top. So when the guy came in, or, like, a blow-up doll. Cause that
yeah,
because
you have tons
there.
Of those.
Oh, yeah. You could. I would have stuffed the dead fetus in the blow-up doll. Huh?
Yeah.
And then tried to get the blow-up doll down the toilet. And what? Then called the repairman. He was like, what's this? I've been like, it's a blow-up doll.
But
and
what
he
I don't understand
it.
Is if it wouldn't flush, I mean, why wouldn't you just take it out?
Instead of trying to push
Instead
it
Instead of calling
further.
The repairman to like, could you fix this and flush it for me? Just take it out.
I would have tried a little liquid plumber first.
Yeah.
Would dissolve the baby right away.
Yeah, probably. Just some sulfuric
you know,
acid, pour that in your toilet.
We have garbage disposals,
yeah.
Right? So why don't they take that idea and incorporate it into the toilet? So inside the hole of the toilet where the poop goes,
right?
The poop chute, if you will.
If you will.
I know you will. You put the blades in there, right?
Yeah.
So, but it has a switch, just like the normal garbage
disposal.
Yeah,
there should be like a button over there.
Right, so whenever you need it, if, you know, you take a huge dump, oh, I got hiccups, and or try to stuff a dead baby down there.
Right, or whatever you want to dispose.
Or whatever, what have you, this or that, or the next, you know.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Right. Right.
Whatever you want to use
blah,
it for.
Blah, blah,
blah.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah,
so then you would just flip the switch and... Oh, God. Can you imagine
so
that sound? Fucking... Oh, man. That's so awesome. That's our new invention.
Yep.
We try to come up with an invention at least once a week, and
yeah.
This is the invention.
I think this is the best one.
The
yet.
Toilet garbage
you think,
disposal.
Though, if you have, because you know, you would need to use that for your shit sometimes.
Well,
if you
yeah,
did,
sometimes.
At least,
I mean, seriously,
you think if you use that, like shit would just fly everywhere?
Well, no, that's why it would be deep inside. And actually, if you
want
to get tricky
said.
About, you can make it have a little trap door on it. So,
yeah.
Like when you use the garbage disposal, you would close the door, then turn it on.
True. You could just close the toilet seat.
Right.
Too.
But see, that's all things that would be figured out in the beta testing.
Yeah.
We would have to have some people
well,
try
you
and
do
flush
the
some
first.
Babies down and shit.
Don't be skipping steps now. Start with the alpha and work your way up.
Nice. So is that it for that story?
That is it.
All right. Next story here comes from San Antonio. 31 of 53 teen girls at the FLDS ranch are pregnant or had babies.
What's so big about that? Pretty much every teen girl has a baby.
That's true. Or is pregnant.
Yeah.
More than half the teen girls taken from a polygamous compound in West Texas have children or are pregnant, officials said.
Fucking
a
Mormons.
Total of 53 girls between the ages of 14 and 17.
Ooh.
Wow. Just right, right? are in state custody after a raid 3.5 weeks ago at the Yearning for Zion Ranch in El Dorado.
Zion Ranch?
Right.
Wow.
God.
That's a screaming fucking
yeah.
polygamist.
Yeah. Zion, please let me marry more than one woman.
Isn't Zion something like the Scientology religion?
No, that's Xenu.
Oh, Xenu.
Nanu,
right.
Nanu.
Nanu, Nanu.
Right. Let's see. Of those 53 girls, 31 either have children or are pregnant, said CPS spokesman, some douche. Two of those are pregnant now, he said. It was unclear whether either of those two already have children. Quote, it shows you a pretty distinct pattern that it was pretty pervasive. Or a pretty rockin' time.
Yeah.
If you're a polygamist. That, see, that, minus all the Mormon bullshit, they do have one thing right, being able to marry more than one woman.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I've felt very strongly about. It is very unnatural to think that one man can be with one woman for his whole life. Once you get married, you have to stay with that same woman all the time.
Right.
And fuck that same shit over and over and over.
That shit gets like, loose after a while.
Well, that, it's just like when you eat Wendy's all the fucking time. Sometimes you just want an barbecue, man.
Yeah.
It's good to switch it up.
It's and not that you don't like Wendy's anymore. No. You just need something new.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I tried to explain that once to a girlfriend of mine a long ass time ago. And
probably
she
failed.
She freaked the fuck out as soon as I mentioned Wendy's. She's like, oh, what? So I'm fast food now?
Well, yeah.
Well, kind of.
That's not the point. You weren't supposed to get that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it just seems weird that we are, like, survivalists, yeah. Kind of, you know? I mean, not so much nowadays with all of our convenience and shit, but our basic instinct is
doing that kind of stuff wasn't such a big deal, you know, a while back. I mean, that was kind of just went without saying for a lot of people in power. They would have a hot wife and then, like, a hot secretary on the side.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. The mistress.
Right. You know, Clinton did, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Except she wasn't hot.
So I just think relationships would be so much stronger if the whole jealousy bullshit was just eliminated.
Well, would that go both ways, though?
What?
For the girl, too. Could she sleep around, too?
Fuck no. They're women. They do what the men say.
Right. Just stay home and make me dinner.
Right. And do my laundry. And try not to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And if you do, well, there's an abortion clinic down the road.
Right. Or a really long staircase to the bottom floor.
Yeah. I got plenty of clothes hangers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Could you imagine that? Just reaching up with a clothes hanger.
What if I have to keep some prostamate handy?
Oh, yes. Prostamate.
Prostamate.
When you need to abort your lady. State officials took custody of all 463 children.
Seriously?
At the ranch. Okay,
wow,
so
that's like its own town.
Between 53 girls, there was 463 children.
That is a lot of sex.
That's like 8 kids per lady almost. I mean, estimated.
Right.
8 per... Holy shit. No wonder you were fucking more than one.
Yeah,
I mean,
after a chick pushes out 8 kids, I mean, you're not going to really want to fuck.
That's like
that
microwaving
anymore.
A jar of mayonnaise and then sticking your dick in it. I bet that's what it would feel like.
Really?
I bet you.
How
actually,
would you know?
Well, a friend of mine a long time ago, like...
A friend.
No, I'm serious. This was okay. Back when I was younger and shit. And he would always go around and be like, hey, you know what it feels like to fuck a girl after she had a baby? And we're like, no. He's like, imagine a jar of mayonnaise and your fist going into it. I was like, oh my god, that put me off from wanting to have sex with girls that have kids for about the next 8 years.
I still
then
am
then
not
I
a
got
fan
over
of
it, so it's all good. Because that's the only way you can get any around here.
Yeah, because everyone has a kid.
Because they already do. Oh, fuck. 460. God, that is so many fucking kids. At the ranch controlled by the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So, wait, I have a question. Is this all one guy?
No. This was the whole compound.
Okay.
So, let's see. 53 girls. Yeah, I'd say it was probably about 8 guys divided up between all the women.
Well,
I don't know.
Still...
I didn't really see this news story on the online or
did
anything.
Did they not
just
believe in
I
condoms
printed.
Or birth control or
apparently
anything?
Not. I mean, but you gotta figure, you live in a compound cut off from society, you wanna have as many kids as you can to get shit done. You know, the
true.
More kids you have.
Because you don't wanna do any of the work.
Fuck no, you're busy fucking.
I mean, that's what kids are for, aren't they?
Exactly.
I mean, really, if you're gonna have a kid, that's probably the only thing that makes it okay. It's like, well, at least when they grow up, they can do all the shit at home for
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's why
the only
these,
incentive.
That's why all these kids have kids, so
right.
Their kids can do the homework
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, I mean, you're,
and
you're
shit.
Raising them, you know.
Kinda.
The least you could do.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully if you're raising them.
Fuck. Let's see. The Latter-day Saints saying a pattern of teen girls forced into underage spiritual marriages and sex with much older men created an unsafe environment for the sex children.
They probably weren't complaining, though.
I doubt it. But then again, you got to figure they were born in that
true
kind of mentality.
Yeah,
so
they don't
that's
really know
they,
any better.
Yeah, if that's what you grew up knowing, that's right. normal to you. So now... I'm not going to read the rest of this, but basically the CPS took away all 463 kids and put them in foster homes. Now,
well, that's so much better.
I think that's a fucked up thing to do because, for one, these kids don't know how to act in society. They know yeah. what their little compound life
which
was
really
like.
Which really isn't much of anything.
Right. But then you take that and you throw them into foster care, that's going to be so much worse. These kids are going to grow up. They're pretty much going to foster parents whose only job is to get a check for having kids.
Yeah, I guess
they're going to end up locked up in a fucking cage, and then that's it.
It kind of depends on how young these kids are, though, because if they're still, like, infants, then they still have a chance, because they haven't really learned anything yet, so...
Yeah, it doesn't really say how old they were. It just says, out of the 463 kids, 250 are girls and 213 are boys.
Wow, nice average there.
Yeah, right. The sect, which broke from the Church of Mormon fuckfaces more than a century ago, believes polygamy brings glorification in heaven. It yeah. glorifies God for me to fuck many women.
That's a good excuse. I mean, that's the best defense. Use God.
Yeah, no shit. Under Texas law, children under the age of 17 generally cannot consent to sex with an adult.
They should have just said this.
But a girl can get married with parental permission at 16, but none of these girls is believed to have a legal marriage under the law, which is why they took the kids
away. You know what they should have said? They should have said that Satan possessed them to do this, and then they would just got off on insanity.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But either way, the kids would have went to foster care, and that was my that's whole true. Point in reading this story, that you take these kids that obviously were surviving. I mean, granted, the worst thing they would probably have to do living there is churn some butter and then go have sex when they're 14, but hey, you put them in foster care, that's what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, on
they're
the street,
going to be 13
though.
On the street selling their fucking bodies
for
to
crack.
Buy some crack. Yeah. Exactly.
Like that. Wow, that's so much better, guys.
Yeah, right. So you might as well have just let this compound... I mean, are they bugging anybody? Are they hurting anybody?
Yeah, they're kind of off in their own, like,
right.
place.
So who
I
the
mean,
fuck cares?
If you wouldn't have said anything, you wouldn't even know they
who
were there.
Who the fuck cares?
These people.
No, who the fuck cares are other religions that are like, oh, your religion's doing it all fucking wrong. We know our religion's right because it says so in the Bible, and our God wrote the Bible through man, so it is infallible. And yeah. they just came in, and now there's going to be 463 kids going into foster homes, which are already fucking few and far between, over fucking crowded, just like our jail systems are all fucked.
Right.
And it's... You just ruined their lives, pretty much. You took them out of something they know and are comfortable with into a total fucking 180 of just something they have no idea about. Now they're going to have to go to school system, like public school systems. Going from, let's say, like an Amish fucking farm to a public school
yeah,
in Detroit,
that would be
dude?
Fucked.
Are you fucking kidding
you
me?
You would not be able to survive.
These kids, I guarantee there will be three more school shootings and at all three of them are going to be these kids. That's yeah. my prediction. Boom.
I think you're going to predict the future right.
Thank you.
Yes.
I asked my Magic 8 Ball.
Right.
Of Coke.
It said, ask again
Magic
later.
8 Ball, what do you say?
Start another
Whoa!
Yeah! Nice.
Oh, what do you got for us?
Dutch bill to ban magic mushrooms.
Oh,
bummer.
Those are the best kind, dude.
I know. Those are the only kind of mushrooms I like. Yeah. I mean, if they're not magic, why bother eating them?
I know, dude. It's all about the magic.
Right.
I mean,
I'm all for the magic.
If Keebler Elf cookies weren't made with magic, would anybody eat them?
Seriously.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Fuck that.
If you take out the magic, then you're basically just eating cookies made by midgets.
Right.
That's
and that's
all.
Just weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck yeah.
If they're magic midgets, okay. I'm all right
but
with that.
But there, it's all about the magic.
Yep.
Just like Magic Johnson, man. You take away the magic, he's just another Black
he's
Johnson.
Just, yeah, he's just Johnson. The Dutch cabinet has proposed a bill to ban the sale of hallucinogenic or so-called magic mushrooms.
Psilocybe cubensis, I bet. P. cubensis.
Really?
Cubies.
QBs.
Yes.
A majority of MPs is expected to back the proposal, which comes after a number of accidents, mostly involving tourists. Well,
exactly.
Of course.
Exactly. Tourists. Nobody that lives in that society that is allowed to do this kind of
well,
shit.
Right, because they've grown
fucking
up.
It's all these tourists, these fucking douchebag fraternity assholes that go there and they're like, oh, bro, let's go eat some shrooms and let's go fuck a hooker and then we'll suck each other off and we'll all come on a cracker and the last dude you come on it has to eat it because we're brothers, fraternity, bruh.
Did you just make that up all by yourself?
No, that's a game fraternities play.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It was on a fucking Sick and Wrong, I think. It was like one of their first episodes. One of their guests was on and they were talking. I listened to like all of them in like 2 weeks after I started liking it. I was like, holy shit. And then I ran out. I was like, fuck, you only do this once a week? What's wrong, pussies? But yeah, it's these tourists that come in and they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
And then
they just take advantage of it because
they don't
live there.
Well, no, they just eat it and they just go fucking nuts because they don't know. When you eat mushrooms, you have to be in the right frame of mind to do it. If you have any hints of any kind of negative thinking or anything bad, even if you don't know it, any subconscious fucking bad thoughts, they will manifest themselves completely when you trip because your mind is totally fucking open. And it will fuck your shit up.
Yeah, and if you're
bad.
Not like in a comfortable environment with like people you're like comfortable around, like it's going to be weird.
When I was in Amsterdam, we ate fucking mushrooms. Me and this kid I met that was from Colorado that I ended up hanging out with there. And we fucking wandered around the whole fucking city just tripping. But because I had eaten shrooms a ton of times, you know, and he was the same pretty much. So we had a great fucking time. Like all those buildings and just crazy shit. But you get these fucking kids, they're drinking alcohol for one, which you don't want to do when you're on shrooms.
Yeah, you don't mix that.
And they just, those kind of douchebags usually have some deep hidden fucking darkness that will come out when they're on that shit and they don't know it because it's subconscious. But something happened when they were a kid, or all the pressure that daddy wants me to be a doctor and be in this fraternity and all that stupid fucking shit that goes with college, they eat shrooms and then boom, their ego fucking gets killed and they just turn into a wallowing ball of shit and then
and then they go crazy all
yeah,
the time.
Exactly.
The health ministry said the number of accidents linked with the use of magic mushrooms has almost doubled in the last 4 years, mainly in Amsterdam. But owners of the shops that sell them say the ban is unnecessary, of course.
Completely unnecessary. And that's their livelihood, too, man.
Yeah,
those smart shops, that's what they do. They sell
shrooms.
That's
their job, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote, the use of mushrooms can produce hallucinogenic effects which can lead to extreme or life-threatening behavior. The health ministry said in the statement late on Friday after the cabinet decision.
The health ministry said, who has never, ever experienced this before. You know, I wish I would have...
Right, if you're going to judge something, you have to know firsthand what it's like.
Right, otherwise you have another reefer madness. If you smoke weed, you're going to fucking freak out, rape, and murder.
Well, it's like,
and look,
even
none
like all
of
those,
that happens.
All
ever.
These, like, you know, weed commercials saying it's so bad, kids, like, shooting themselves in the head. I'm so high. It's like, if you have ever smoked weed, you would know that it's not like that.
No, I have a gun and I smoke weed, and yeah, I'll go shoot my gun when I'm stoned, and I've never fucking done that.
Yeah, you're not going to shoot yourself.
The kids that do that deserve that,
right?
Because they were gonna do that whether or not they had the weed.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's just because they're retarded, not because they're high,
or it's because they wanted to kill themselves. Yeah. Really.
But the Association of Owners of So-Called Smart Shops, where the hallucinogenic fungi are sold, say the magic mushrooms, which contain the hallucinogenic ingredient psilocybin, psilocybin.
That is, I'm sorry, guys. The only reason that's so funny to me is because before we started the show, he asked me how to pronounce that word.
Yeah,
and
I told you. That's just because I stumbled over it. I didn't really read it.
That's okay.
Are only dangerous when they are taken together with alcohol or other drugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, imagine
wow.
that.
Imagine
huh?
that. Or taken if you're a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. But this kind of goes on. That's basically it, though.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if it fucking passes. I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so either.
But all it is these fat cat fucking, I don't know what their equivalent to Congress is, a House representative. I don't know what
if
the
anything,
fuck they
have. If anything,
they
might have a little more restriction, like, towards tourists, maybe. but I'm sure the people who live there.
Well, I think what they were saying in another article was they were thinking of putting a 3-day wait period on it.
Yeah.
Because usually when kids want to do it, it's like a spur of the moment idea. They're like, right. Oh, let's eat some shrooms. And then they do it. And then by the time it starts kicking in, they're like, ooh, I don't think that was such a bad idea. Or I don't think that was such a good idea. And as soon as you think that it's not a good idea, it turns into not a good
idea.
Here it
says that right here. The mayor of Amsterdam has proposed as a compromise a 3-day cooling off period between getting the information on magic mushrooms in the smart shops and actually buying them.
Right. So they want you to go into the smart shops. They're going to give you a pamphlet on what it's going to do to you, how it's going to make you feel, and then you have to wait 3 days. 3 days goes by. You go back to the smart shop, assuming you still want to do it, and then they'll give it to you.
Right.
Which, I don't know. If you're going to do it, do it. And, you know, it's natural selection. I hate to fucking be the asshole, but seriously, if the kind of people that are going to eat that shit and go crazy and hurt themselves deserve
it. That's the thing. As long as they hurt themselves, I mean, who's going to stop them from hurting someone else in the process? Because if they're tripping balls and they have no idea what's going on, who knows what they're going to do?
Hey.
So they got to try something.
Acceptable loss.
Yeah, I guess.
That's all. Acceptable loss. All right, moving right along here. Let's get into some gore. Father admits incest in dungeon. He was a +5 dungeon master, I believe.
This one is going to be on Sick and Wrong.
Yeah, we're going to start a little game here. We're going to start calling out what stories we think Sick and Wrong is going to do.
Yeah.
And then when their show comes out, we'll see if we were right. So we're calling this story...
Well, we have until Friday's show, because there might be two more even better than that, because they only do two stories.
Right, but so far... Well, two and then the listener submitted. So, so far, we're going to go with this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
On Friday, we'll announce the two for sure that we think.
Right, right.
That they're going to do.
Okay. A 73-year-old Austrian engineer last night confessed to holding his daughter captive for almost a quarter of a century.
Wow.
Get this. Sexually abusing her and fathering 7 children with her.
Holy shit.
Fucking
that's his daughter.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves is what the fuck that Joseph Fritzl, 73, has confessed to holding his daughter captive and sexually abusing her for 24 years.
It's not abuse if she likes it.
That is true. Joseph Fritzl confessed 36 hours after he was arrested and as police searched the family house in Amstetten, East Austria, where he held his daughter Elizabeth and her children prisoner in 3 cramped underground rooms. Dun, dun, dun.
Da, da.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. And then come up here and fuck daddy. What a fucking... He was having her and her kids, which are also his kids,
right,
in prison.
You would think he would have.
You would thought he would have taken advantage of her kids and, you know, put them to work or something.
Well, maybe he did. He just hasn't admitted to it.
That's true. Quote, he has now said that he locked up his daughter for 24 years and that he alone fathered her 7 children.
Wow, what a good fucking dad.
I know,
shit.
Right? Fucking A, man. He would have made a good Mormon.
Yeah, he probably
He's like,
is Mormon.
I'm already fucking my daughter. What else do I
got
to do?
Yeah, I got 7 kids.
Hell yeah. Who wants to marry him? I'll trade you.
Yeah.
They're like little kid trading cards, and they're like, I'll take your fucking little Susie homemaker and trade you for my Elizabeth dick sucker. They're like, well,
sounds like a good trade.
Throw in a Sally Suck-a-Lot and you got yourself a deal. All right. Behind a hidden door in the cellar, police discovered a complex of small windowless rooms less than 2 meters high where Elizabeth was kept imprisoned with 3 of her children, her 19-year daughter Kirsten and 2 sons aged 5 and 18. Wow.
That's great.
That is brutal.
Between 5 and 18. He was probably having sex with them, too. Then.
Oh, well, I mean, if you've already gone to the length of having sex with your daughter.
And keeping her in a dungeon for 24 years.
You're that big of a scumbag, no one else will have sex with you. So you're like, well, I got this, so why the fuck not?
And plus, you know, he's gotta, because if he's been having sex with her for that long and she's pushed out 7 kids, I mean, he's gotta be fucking the other ones, too.
Oh, yeah, you would definitely want to.
You
kind
of get tired of your one daughter. You want to try the other
ones. Well, it's like when you lease a car. You know, after it gets so many miles on it, you upgrade. You trade it in, and you get the new model.
Exactly.
That's all.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You just love my analogies. So girls are like butcher meat, cars, Wendy's. And fast food. I wonder why I'm single.
I wonder,
Go
right?
figure.
And the pink shoelace theory doesn't add, you know, help much
well,
either.
Well, you know.
But, you know.
Let's see. Three others, a boy and two girls, aged 12 to 16. Ooh, that's prime. Yep. Were formally adopted by Joseph and his wife, Rosemarie, and allowed to attend school. Fritzl had claimed for years they were dumped on him with a note from his missing daughter saying she was unable to care for them.
They were dumped on him.
Yeah, right. More like she was locked in his dungeon. Oh, man. That... What? I'm blown away. How do you get to that point?
I mean, you probably don't get to that point. You're just
no,
like
but
that.
What I'm saying, where does it start? What is the breaking point that makes you put your dick in your daughter? And then...
You're horny and you can't get any, probably.
But internet... Maybe master. I mean, I guess if you're 73
years old, he might
just be old,
fucked up.
I mean, if you're 73 years old, though, you're probably a little sick of masturbating.
You think he
by
has
now.
An extra Y chromosome?
Could be. Could be.
He might.
Don't all Austrians have an extra Y chromosome?
Probably.
Thank you. Oh, fuck. Seventh child was born but died 3 days later. I wonder why. Its body burnt in the garden by Fritzl.
At least he
little
just bar-
a little BBQ.
Yeah, right.
A little Famous Dave's. All right.
Slide of that barbecue and that shit's delicious.
Fuck yeah. You think it was like shish kebab style or
just
rotisserie?
Fucking stuck a stick in its ass.
Yeah,
and, just
and then
stuck it over.
Turned it.
Who so wants kebab?
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, I bet he said that too.
You know he said that in a shitty Austrian accent.
Yeah.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie. I was trying awesome. To get like my Arnold impression. I'm Arnold. And then like a Bobby accent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Elizabeth, 42, effectively disappeared in 1984, and no passport, driver's license, or other official document has been issued in her name since, because she's been locked in his dungeon. She was drugged and handcuffed by her father soon after her 19th birthday.
Sounds like a good night.
Yeah.
Good birthday.
Yeah,
sweet.
Right. Drugged and handcuffed.
All
fucking
right.
A, man.
I want some drugs on my 19th birthday.
Yeah, they'll come with some handcuffs if you're lucky.
That's fine.
And locked in the basement of their three-story home. She had been sexually abused since the age of, take a guess.
I'm going to say 12.
11. Pretty close, though.
I was almost going to say 11.
It was assumed Elizabeth had left voluntarily when her parents received a letter from her saying they should not search for her. The letter just happened to be in his handwriting.
Yeah, right.
No one seemed to notice. Let's see. This is all... Let's see. He had a basement connected to the house by a hidden door and protected by an elaborate electrical locking mechanism, which only Fritzl knew the code.
Well, he got away with it for 24 years.
No shit.
That's pretty incredible.
If that can happen in this world with God watching that and being like,
right.
Oh, that's cool, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Just imagine what else that we haven't figured out yet. Like,
yeah,
how
think
many
about all
other...
the shit that people do that they don't get caught doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
Just because, you know, they're doing shit like that doesn't mean they're going to get caught eventually. It's just
right.
The stupid people.
So
that
let's
do.
Say for every one that gets caught, there's what, maybe four or five that are still
doing
this kind of
shit? I
don't
know. I bet more people get caught than don't because more people are stupid than they are smart.
Well, yeah, and that, I guess, with the whole technological aspect of it,
yeah,
exponentially
so
growing.
I'd say probably like every like one in 20 people get away with like something really crazy like this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's see. The basement rooms contain sanitary facilities and cooking equipment, police said.
Well, then what is there to bitch about?
He had her locked in a room with a fucking stove, barefoot, pregnant, and cooking.
Yep.
Nice. Quote, everything is very, very narrow, and the victim herself, the mother of these six or seven children, told us that this was being continually enlarged over the years. So he was adding on for her, you know, he was looking to the future. He's
right.
Like, man, you keep popping out these babies, we're going to have to build a bigger shed.
We have to build a bigger dungeon.
Fuck yeah. Elizabeth was greatly disturbed and agreed to talk. Oh, really?
No,
I figured
that
she'd
that
come out
all
me fucking,
a little bit. Yeah.
All rainbows and puppy dogs, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's cool. My dad's only been fucking my asshole for, you know, 24
well,
years.
Probably not her asshole. She's been pushing out these kids.
Well,
should have been fucking her asshole.
That's
save
true.
You some kids.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have got caught as quick. Let's see. That's about it, really. It just kind of talks about her. Quote, "This is a shock to all of us," a neighbor who gave her name only as Maria, who is 66, said.
Here's Isn't that the name in, like, any fucking Spanish soap opera?
Yeah.
Ah, Maria.
Quote, "I'm good friends with Mrs. Fritzel." See, that's what I don't get. Where was the wife during all this shit?
Yeah, I know, huh?
It doesn't really say She's anything about her. "We always believed that the mother of the children had run away and dumped them on the grandparents. Who would ever think of such a horrible thing?" So, yeah, that's that. So, fuck, man. Not bad for a 73-year-old. I would think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He probably wouldn't have got caught if he wasn't so old. He was probably just old, senile. He started making mistakes, yeah. And that's how he got caught.
Well, after 24 years, I mean, you're going to start slipping up after a while.
So, what do you got for us here? Next story.
Legislation aims to jack soldiers' off-time reading materials. Pro-family.
Jack soldiers' off-time.
Yep.
I like how it says jack soldiers off
time.
Wow.
Pro-family organizations and members of Congress are continuing the push to limit the range of reading materials available to members of the military.
Like Grapes of Wrath? Maybe. Perhaps a Reader's Digest?
Perhaps. House Representative Paul Brown, with 15 co-sponsors and the support of organizations such as the Alliance Defense Fund and the American Family Association, recently introduced a bill that would strengthen the ban on sales of adult-themed publications on U.S. military installments.
Oh! Porno! Yeah. Jack off to... Here!
Oh, that was clever, you guys.
Clever motherfuckers. Holy sheep shit.
I like how this... I like the fuck where it came from.
The raw story.
The raw. Like how raw is in a different color. Like, I like emphasis that emphasis on the raw part.
Fuck yeah. Well, when it's raw, it's a different color.
Yeah.
It's like a bright red, usually.
Usually.
Fuck it, raw, dog!
So, what do you have to say about this?
You know, if they're soldiers, they're fighting... For, well, I wouldn't say for freedom. They're fighting because Bush thinks they should be over there fighting. Yeah. There's no good reason for us to be over there. They should be able to read whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah,
I can see limiting their drug intake, alcohol, that kind of shit.
Right.
Because if bombs go off and you're fucking wasted, you're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah, you're not going to be a very good soldier.
Reading porn or looking at porn, jerking off, if anything, to me, that would seem like it would alleviate some of the sexual tension going on in that
shit. If you're in the military and you're doing this shit for your country and you're out there putting your life on the line to protect a country that you know you really shouldn't protect.
Yeah.
You should
be
able to jerk off if you want
to. It's a fucking desert.
Yeah.
And you know, oil is such an old fucking technology.
We need to move on.
Are we seriously that far behind that we're still using fossil fuels? I mean, come on, dude. What the fuck? We have solar, nuclear, we have fucking wind,
we have hydrogen,
hydro, fucking water, dude. Come on.
Are we really
still burning oil, fucking old timers?
Well, because that's what our money's all based on.
It's because
days.
It's fucking profitable.
Yeah,
to tax the shit out of our fucking oil,
right.
And we all fucking need it because you try and go buy a car that runs on sun, and they fuck you in the ass for that. You know,
right.
You can't fucking win. You can be a fucking hippie and ride a bicycle around, but how much fun is that?
Yeah, that's really no.
You
better.
Can't peel out on a bicycle. You can't go 35 down a one
way. You
can't
run over fat bitches.
Running over, yeah. Fuck that shit. But you can seriously with the technology we have, there's no way they can't say that, oh, we don't know how to do this. Bullshit. You don't want to do it because it's not profitable. Halliburton, I'm talking to you, douche.
A douche.
So, all right, that's it for that?
Yeah, that's it.
Basically, they just don't want soldiers jacking off.
Right. I don't see what the big deal
Who
is about
Who the fuck
it?
Cares? If you can die for your country, you
that's
can read
least
a little
you
porn.
You can let them do, right?
Yes. Well, let's burn through these last couple stories here. This is good. 300-pound inmate complains Arkansas jail does not feed him well. An inmate awaiting trial on a murder charge is suing the county, complaining he has lost more than 100 pounds because of the jailhouse menu.
Why would you complain about that?
No fucking
shit. You need to lose some weight.
But I think he's missing the point here. You're in jail. No shit.
Yeah.
You don't get a four-course fucking meal. It's jail, retard. You get bread and water because you're suffering because you fucked up. You don't get a fucking Marie Callender's cheesecake.
You're being punished.
Fatty McFat Fats, you fatty fuck fat. Fuck. God, I hate that shit. And who the fuck said it's okay for people in jail to sue people? You're in jail. You can't sue people when you're in jail, retard. Holy shit.
Actually, he probably can.
But what the fuck? You killed somebody and now you're gonna sue because, oh, I'm losing all my fatty weight and my fucking husband here in jail that fucks my ass says I'm getting too thin and he doesn't like fucking me anymore. This is so stupid. This pisses me off so bad.
Are you better now?
Yes. No, but yes. According to the suit, Laswell weighed 413 pounds. You big fat fuck! Just die! Holy shit. I'm gonna cry. You 413 pounds, really?
Yeah,
that's like three
fat.
People. Three people.
At least.
You need that much weight?
I guess.
No. No, you don't.
We keep some warm, I guess.
Just die. You could cut fucking 300 of those pounds off and make some poor little shivering fucking Irish kid warm for the winter.
Why an Irish kid?
I don't know.
Why'd
I
you
was
have
trying
to
think of some place with snow. Oh. Some poor Canadian.
Alaska.
You could cut off 300 of those pounds and power my fucking car for the next fucking month, you fat fuck.
That's a good idea.
Just die. Let's see. He weighed 413 pounds when he was jailed in September. Police say he and a co-defendant fatally beat and stabbed a man, then set his home on fire. But, you know, let's make sure he gets enough food for his big fat fuck face, because God forbid he loses a few pounds in jail where you're supposed to not be happy, you retards. Holy shit.
Yeah, you don't deserve, like, fucking six meals a day. Like,
you
I'm
don't
sure
deserve
eat
to
out.
Eat at all. And this is our money that goes to fucking pay those fat fuckers to eat. Holy shit. Quote, on several occasions, I have started to do some exercising, and my vision went blurry, and I felt like I was going to pass out.
Because you're a fat
it's
piece of shit.
You're out of shape, you fat fuck. Oh, my God. But when, let's see, he wrote in his complaint, you shouldn't. Do you, excuse me.
Calm down, man.
Okay.
Calm down.
Do you believe that in prison they have a little box with comment cards on them? And it says, how am I doing? And then you fill out the little comment card.
He's probably just complaining to the guards and finally got to.
If I was a guard, oh my God, dude.
I'd probably kill him.
If I was a guard in jail and a big fat fuck came up to me and was like, no, I'm still hungry, I would let him eat my fucking baton and not chew on it. I would fucking shove it down his fucking throat like that. And then he would be on the ground with his mouth open and the baton sticking out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'd take my boot and I would, duh!
And then you'd be in jail.
Fuck that shit. And they'd be like, thank God we were sick of smelling his big fat bacon ass. Whew. On several occasions, yeah, he started to exercise. He got all blurry. About an hour after each meal, my stomach hurts and growls. I feel hungry again.
That's because you're fat. You
no
always feel
shit.
Hungry.
What they should do is just not feed him for a week. Let his body eat some of that
right.
excess fat that's stored
up. Get down to like 200 pounds or so. And
no, if
them.
You're in jail, you should be lucky to be 99 pounds. And if you die in that process, then oh well, you're in jail. This isn't fucking happy fun amusement park time. This is pound you in the ass jail time. Because it's jail. Because somewhere along your life, you did something fucked or whatever, and you got put in jail.
I mean, if you did something fucked and you didn't get away with it, you deserve to be there.
Exactly.
I mean, if you killed someone and got away with it, I'm all for that.
Oh, okay. So after this, okay, he eats an hour. His stomach hurts and growls. He feels hungry again. But Laswell then goes on to complain that he undertakes little vigorous activity. No shit. He doesn't move around.
Probably sits on his
I bet
ass.
If they took a fucking Twinkie and dangled it in front of his big fat face, he'd move and try and get it.
They should do that, actually.
Yeah, they should. They should run his ass around the fucking pen about 10 times, you piece of shit. The suit also asks that the county be ordered, quote, if we are in a small pod all day and do next to nothing for physical exercise, we should not lose weight, the suit says. The only reason we lost weight in here is because we are literally being starved to death. As you should, because it's jail. Holy shit.
You have nothing to complain about if
you're
missing
someone. The whole point of being in jail.
You're being punished for
right.
something.
When your mother sent you to bed with no dinner because you did something bad, that was punishment. You're not, fucking tard.
If you're in jail, we're giving you all the food you want, and you just get to do whatever the fuck you want, what are you being punished for?
Why not fucking bring in the hookers and the blow while we're at it? I mean, we want you to be as comfortable
as possible. Might
as well
not even be in jail so we can save some money at least.
No shit. Holy shit, just let him go then.
Yeah.
Fuck. The suit also asks that the county be ordered to serve hot meals. The jail has served only cold food for years.
Well, then shove it in your ass and let
it's
it wait
jail.
For a minute. And shit,
I don't know
it back
how
out.
Many
It'll
times to say this. It's jail. You don't get filet mignon. You get fucking bread and water.
Yeah.
And that's it. That should be it.
You like a cold bowl of slop if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Fuck. The meals provided through Aramark Correctional Institution Services average 3,000 calories a day. Fuck, dude. A typical Western diet consists of 2 to 3,000 calories a day. A typical Western diet, because typically we're all big fat fucks and we don't know how to fucking control our intake.
Yeah, 2 to 3,000 calories a day is more than enough.
Holy shit. And Laswell's suit was filed without a lawyer in the U.S. District Court in Fayetteville. If I was in that fucking court, you know what I would do?
Uh-huh.
I would read his letter and I'd be like, oh, you're in jail and you don't think you eat enough? That's what I think of your fucking letter, you fat piece of shit. God. Wait, do you have any more stories?
No, that's all I
have.
All
right, well, let me read this last one. We'll get the fuck out of here. This one comes from our most fucked up state, Florida. Yeah. Police say Florida boy 7 stole SUV and left path of damage.
Seven?
Only in Florida do 7-year-olds steal SUVs and tear shit up in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, though.
Fucking A.
You think it was Tim's kid?
Maybe. Tim, one of Tim's many illegitimate kids.
Yep.
Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Police say a 7-year-old Florida boy faces Grand Theft Auto 4 charges. after... just because that game just came out or is coming out, whatever. I lost interest in those games after the second one.
Yeah, me too. But
two was the best one. Then they went all first person, right. And then it just got.
But
stupid.
I don't know. I feel the same way. But this new one is supposed to be really fucking good.
Well, it's the same thing.
Actually,
what do you
no,
do?
This one's
hey,
supposed
look,
to be
guys,
way different.
You can fuck a hooker in this one. It's fucking computer. Go off.
It's actually supposed to be a lot different than the last one.
Well, all right, but what I'm saying is it's not real. It's on the computer, and these kids are like, oh, look, I just capped that nigger. And then you wonder why these kids run around with little G'd-up fucking attitudes and get the fuck beat out of them because they're little fucking douchebags. Because all day they run around in this virtual world, and they're the king. They run around, and the second they get killed, they fucking respawn, and they go do it again.
Yeah, but you can't really blame the games. You got to blame them for being stupid enough to fall for that shit. It's a video game.
And
you gotta be able to separate video games from reality.
Yeah, good luck. But granted, sometimes after a long day at work, it's nice to, you know, throw on some GTA 3 and just go snipe some people.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you don't you know do
what?
That, you might actually
what we used
snipe
to,
some people.
What we used to like doing when GTA 3 first came out was we would go on hate crime sprees where you'd just kill all, the black people or all the women. Yeah. That's
that sounds
fun.
Like something you would do.
It's fun. Especially when you start piling up bodies. I used to do that in Oblivion, too.
Really?
That game Oblivion.
Yeah.
You'd go get all the black people and kill them, and you can drag bodies. And I would, make this huge pile of black bodies.
I saw that video from Oblivion you made on MySpace.
Oh, that shit is fantastic. Me fucking the Count's wife after I got the cure for my vampirism. Geek. That was fun.
Became a vampire in that game, too. When I was
I don't think you have a choice. It just kind of happens.
No, you haven't. Well, if you go through the Black Hand and all that, once you get through that, he gives you the option to be a vampire.
No, because when I was playing, I'm sorry, but when I was playing it, I don't know. Maybe I can you catch that somewhere?
I don't think so. Did you go through like...
I went and explored a bunch of caverns and I fought some vampires and I thought maybe one of them gave that to me.
Really?
Because after a while I
one...
started developing these characteristics.
What was that one cult place called where...
The necromancers or whatever?
No,
the necrophiliacs?
The guys you go through before you do the black hand and stuff like that.
I don't know. It's
Did
been
you
so
ever
long.
Do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well,
I've
there
almost
was
beat
the
that
leader.
Shit.
He was a vampire and once you get high enough in there, he gives you the option to become a vampire and you can take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, I was a vampire way before that part.
Oh, really?
Though. Yeah,
oh,
like
I didn't
caught
even
it.
Know.
I caught that shit. Maybe
you caught that shit.
It
like
could have been from the unprotected sex I had with a few of those dead bodies in the necro camp.
Right, that were vampires.
Very well could have been. I did not.
I hear you can actually become a werewolf.
I did
too.
Not don my +4 condom with enchanted boner. No. on it. I did not. Oh. I should have.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let's finish this up here. Let's see. Grand Theft Auto charges after taking his grandmother's SUV for a joyride.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome that was his grandma's.
Right. And he's 7.
She had no idea. She was probably passed out with the oxygen tank doped up on painkillers. And
he probably was smart and he fucking turned the oxygen up and wait for her to pass out.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And then lit a cigarette for her as he left. That's what I would
have
done.
Bye, grandma.
Yeah, kaboom. Hello and welcome to your death, bitch. My name is Satan and this is
Wow. What? You gotta bring me into the Satan thing? Thanks.
Shut up, Ray.
Fuck you.
Alright. Let's see. The 8-minute trek left a swath of damage in his Palm Beach Gardens neighborhood
Well,
Friday.
I would imagine a 7-year-old isn't gonna be the best driver.
Yeah, right.
I mean...
He must
I don't know.
Been...
He probably plays a lot of video games, so he might have been alright.
Yeah, but 7? Are you tall enough to reach pedals and see over the steering wheel? You can do
know,
one or the
not.
Other.
Yeah,
not
especially
both.
In an SUV, I mean...
Well, I guess some of these SUVs, like, because girls, you know, women are getting kind of short nowadays,
right.
So they have the seats all the way up. Maybe. He had a couple phone books or something.
Yeah, the seats are kind of low to the ground.
Yeah.
You just gotta scoot up.
Let's see. The boy smashed mailboxes, hit parked cars and signposts. He was unhurt. Police say he literally drove until a wheel fell off. Shit, son,
wow.
He rode that shit till the wheels fall off. Oh, wow. I wonder if he was black.
Sure hope so.
For some reason, it doesn't say. Weird. Huh.
Usually, well, then he must be black.
Right, because it would have said, police say a black 7-year-old boy. You know?
See, if it was a white kid, they would have said he was white. But if he was black, they just wouldn't specify.
Oh, so he was black.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's see. He literally drove until a wheel fell off, the right front wheel to be exact, which broke off after the boy hit a sign. Police spokeswoman, some cunt, says the boy's unlikely to be prosecuted. Oh, of course not.
Yeah, he's 7.
They arrested him so he can get some help, noting the excursion was, quote, unusual behavior for a 7-year-old.
Not
well,
these
no
days.
No shit.
That's not that. That isn't unusual.
Okay,
really.
So let's take that line of thinking. He's not going to get in trouble because that was unusual behavior
right.
for a 7-year-old. So let's say I go out and fuck a horse. Now I would get off
little
because that's unusual behavior for a 27-year-old, right? Or if I go
really.
If I go murder somebody, then gouge out their eyeballs with a pen, then fuck the
well,
eye socket.
Well, you gotta
socket.
Put it in perspective because
hey,
that's
I'm not
unusual
yet.
Behavior for you.
Oh, okay. Well, how do they know that though?
Well, they'd have to...
How do they know this 7-year-old kid doesn't run a fucking chop shop
well,
in West
don't.
Palm Beach?
That's the problem.
So how is it unusual behavior? Who the fuck are they to say?
That's the point.
That's why Florida is our most fucked up state.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about it for episode 29 of this motherfucking shit. You got anything else here?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, as usual, click on the show notes to leave us a comment, or you can email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. Subscribe with the iTunes. Click on the podcast alley to vote and dig us and the myspaceus.com/thejamholepodcast and all that other fucking shit we say at the end of every fucking show. Shit, shit, fuck, shit. Jamming.